We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi of Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov and Pinchas of Leo increases. Perik Gimel Mishnah Test. Va'ochal on Rabbi Yekiv. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua in the Itlis in the butcher shop of Emma Om another question. Hashochet Chamisha Zvachem Bachutz Behelem Echor Mahu. If you have someone who shechted a carbon outside the Azara, that's an Isra Kares. He did it Bishoke, so he should be Chayv a carbon Chatos. But it's five separate animals, five separate kamanos, and he shechted them all outside the Azara. So Mahu. Chayv achas al kulam. He's chayv only one carbon chatas for all of these five animals that he shechted, five carbonos he shechted outside the Azara. O achas al kol echad ve'echad. Or is he chayv a carbon chatas for each and every animal that he shechted outside? It's all one state of unawareness. It's all one avera, shchut echotz. So what's the halacha? So amru lo lo shamanu. So they said, we don't have a tradition. Now, at first glance, we should wonder why not. Didn't we learn in Mishnah Zion, they have this man who had relations with five of his wives, and they were all nidos. So it's one avera of nida, arayos, all one state of unawareness, and yet the Mishnah says, because it's gufos michulokin, it's five separate bodies, you're going to be chayv five separate karbanos chatas. So why wouldn't we say the same here? There's also five gufim, five separate karbanos, being all shechted outside the azara. So one of the possibilities is why we wouldn't compare the two cases. You can't compare animals to human beings. When it comes to human beings, we're more strict, and therefore we'll separate as separate people, but we wouldn't do the same thing when it comes to animals. Additionally, when it comes to the nidos, not only is the man chayev, but the women are chayev. When they're a nida, having relations with a man, with their husband, is a problem not only for the man, it's a problem for the woman. The animal, though, is not doing anything wrong. The animal is being shechted outside the azara. So maybe here we would say there's only one karban chatas. So they said, I'm a lo shamanu, we don't have an answer, but I'm Rabbi Yoshua, shamati, but I do have a tradition about another halacha. Maybe we could apply a kal v'chomer to answer this question. What was his halacha? I've heard shamati ba'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuyim. You have someone who has a korban, doesn't realize that it's a korban and that it's hekdesh. And there's a piece of that one animal, that one korban, in five different plates. It's cut up into five different plates. Behelem echad, one state of unawareness, he eats from this. I want to know, is he chayv an asham mi'ilos? He's chayv that guilt offering for misappropriating from hekdesh, from getting hanah from hekdesh. Shu chayv al kol echad ve'echad mishum mi'ila. So I heard that in such a case, it's all one animal, and then five separate plates, because there's five separate plates, he's chayv for each and every eating, a separate korban asha me'ilah, a separate guilt offering for a violation of me'ilah. V'romani, shahadron kavachomer. So the way I see it is that this is now a kavachomer to our case. Why is it a kavachomer? When it comes to me'ilah, he's eating from one animal. It's one korban. And yet the plates themselves divide the korban to be chayav for each and every one, each and every plate he eats from this korban. He's chayav a separate korban chatas. So it should not be a kal vachomer then if you shecht five korbanos outside. These are not five plates of the same animal. These are five separate animals. So certainly you should be chayv, we would say behemos mechalkos. We divide them as separate entities to be chayv a korban chatas for each and every zevach. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, said, Lo kach sha'alan a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't ask, he got the question wrong. He didn't ask when it comes to shechting five karbanos outside. Had he asked that question, it wouldn't make sense that Rabbi Yeshua brought a raya from a person who's eating food from one karban. Why? Because it sounds like it was a great kal vachomer, except that it's apples and oranges. You can't compare someone who's eating, who's now getting hana from hekdesh, and whether he's violating me'ila, to someone who is shechting. He's getting every plate he eats from, he gets another piece of hana. So maybe there I get why you chayv a separate karban chatas. But when it comes to shechting five karbanos outside the basement, you're not getting hana. It's not me'ila here. So shchut echutz. So maybe you can't compare the two. So therefore, this must have been the question, and then I understand why Rabbi Yeshua tried to bring a kal vachomer from the case of the five plates. What was the question Rabbi Akiva had really asked? Be'ochel noser mechamisha zvacha mehelem elcha. This is what happened. He wanted to know what's the halacha of yit noser left over from the karma, which is in Isser Kares, and b'shogi chayv karmen chatas. It's five separate karbanos he ate noser from. Now, noser is only one avera, but it's eating noser left over from five separate karbanos in one state of unawareness. Ma, what's the halacha? Chayav achas al kulon, chayav one carbon for carbon chatas for eating noser, even though he ate it from five separate animals. Achas al kol echad echad, or chayav a carbon chatas for each and every iser. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua said, Amrulo, the Gemara, Amrulo, Zhol Shamanu, they, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel says, we haven't had the answer to this noser question, but I'm Rabbi Yeshua, but I have the following case that could teach us the Kavachomer, Shamati ba'ochel mizevach achad, ba'chamisha tamchuyim, behelem achad. I heard that a person eats from one animal, one zevach, and it's in five plates, and it's one state of unawareness, chayv echad ba'echad mishu me'ilo, chayv me'ilo and asham me'ilos, a separate carbon me'ila for asha me'ilos for each and every one. Rani terms kavachomer, and it seems to me it's a kavachomer. Then, if you're going to tell me that it's one animal from which you ate, it's different, but it's from different plates. We divide them up to be chayv me'ila for each and every tamcho, each and every plate. So kavachomer, by it comes to the noser was eaten from five different separate animals. You left ate the leftover meat from carbon A and carbon B, carbon C, carbon D, and carbon E. So certainly the animal should be separate. They should be chayv a carbon chatas for each and every noser that he ate. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, after Rabbi Yeshua gave this kavah chomer, im halacha, if you had a tradition that this was true when it comes to the case of noser, then nikabel, then I would accept it. But Vim the Din, if it's just through your Kavachomer that you're learning from the case of the plates to the case of the Nosar, Yesh Tshuva, now I can respond to your Kavachomer. Amalo, Rabbi Shua said, Rabbi Akiva, Hashev, okay, Nu, respond. Tell me what your problem is, my Kavachomer. So Amalo, Rabbi Akiva said like this, Lo, you can't learn a Kavachomer from the Ila, from the case of eating from one carbon on five plates. Why? Imamarta be'ila b'me'ila she'asaba es hamachil ka'ochel. When it comes to me'ila, that's unique. What makes it unique? She'asa ba es hamachil ka'ochel. When it comes to me'ila, the ma'achil, one who feeds, who gives hekdesh to his friend, is chayv an asha me'ilos as if he ate it. So that's a stringency. Whoever takes it out of hekdesh is going to be chayv. So it's as if he ate it himself. If you machil, you give hekdesh to your friend. I'm giving this to you. Unaware, of course, that this is hekdesh and the person ate it. So you know who's chayv? The me'ila, the one who took it out of hekdesh, who actually gave it to his friend. And not only that, that's ha-mahaneh ka-nehaneh, the same thing. A person who causes others to get hana from hekdesh, when it comes to, let's say, something that's not food, is chayev for the me'ila, as if he got the hana himself. So if someone takes something out of the domain of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Betek HaBayis, that gives it to someone else. So he's the one who ever removed that item from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Betek HaBayis, is the one who's chayav from Me'ila, not the one who was given to. So that's when it comes to food and even non-food items, that the one who is giving the other one hana is going to be chayav. Not only that, another chumrah that Me'ila has, and that is Tzireif HaMe'ila Lizman Meruba. The Tzireif HaMe'ila Lizman Meruba. Another halacha when it comes to Me'ila, and that is that when Mitztareif, when it comes to Me'ila, Lizman Meruba for a long period of time. What does that mean? A person who gets Hana, let's say, from Hekdesh. So a hefer pruta yichayv, you only chayv if you misappropriate a pruta worth, or at least a pruta worth of a Hekdesh. Who if someone who got Hana from a hefer pruta in the morning and a hefer pruta in the afternoon. So that's Mitztareif, and he's chayv a carbon Me'ila. Tomar benosar she'ein bo echad mikol elu. Are you going to say the same thing when it comes to nosar, where these halachos, these chumros don't apply? We don't say when it comes to nosar, if you're the one who gives the nosar to someone else, you're not chayev. The one who eats the nosar is chayev. And nosar, if a half a kezias of nosar is eaten in the morning, half a kezias in the afternoon, that's not mitzareif. So me'ila clearly has chumros. So Rabbi Akiva responds, Rabbi Yeshua, it looks like you had a kavachomer, but you can't learn a kavachomer from me'ila because you thought that that if it's true when it comes to Me'ila, where it's on separate plates, so certainly it's true that you're going to be chayv with a separate karbon, a separate chatzos when it comes to Noser, which is all from separate animals. It's not a kavul chomer at all. Me'ila has many chomer, so maybe that's why we're strict when it comes to separate plates of the same animal. You wouldn't necessarily apply that to Noser, even though the Noser happens to be coming from separate animals. Next, Mishnah Paragimel, Mishnah Yud, Am Rabbi Akiva Sha'altis Rabbi Yezer. Ask Rabbi Yezer the following question. Ha'osim melachos harbe b'shabasos harbe. Person does many melachos on many shabasos. Me'ein melacha achas. Behelem echad, a reflection of one malacha in one state of an awareness. Mahu, what's the halacha? So let's see what we're talking about. So in Masechus Shabbos, we learn in the seventh parak, famous Mishnah Avos Malachos Arbaim Chasarachas. And Rabbi Akiva is asking, we have avos and we have toldos. We have the primary malachos, then we have subcategories, major categories, subcategories. Rabbi Akiva is asking the following question. It's really a twofold question. When he said, ha'ose malachos harbe, what he meant was, if a person does many toldos, many subcategories of the same av malacha, on Shabbosos harbe, on many Shabbosos. So let's take the first malacha. The first malacha is Zoreah, is where you're sowing a seed. So we have toldos, subcategories of sowing a seed is causing something to grow. So if you prune, that's a subcategory, that's a tolda. If you water the plants, that's also going to be a tolda. So Rabbi Akiva is asking the following question. A person performed many toldos of the same av. He did these on several Shabbosos, and there was one state of unawareness. He didn't become aware of his mistake between the two Shabbosos. So, and he was doing this many every Shabbos. He's pruning and he's watering in the grass. And he does that many Shabbosos. So do we say, since he was repeating the same Avera, so then it's only one Chatas, and afterwards one state of unawareness? Or do we say, there are separate Shabbosos, and the Shabbos, maybe each Shabbos is going to break in between, and he's going to be chayv multiple Chatos. So the Gemara says on Daf Tezayin that, in fact, Rabbi Akiva is really asking a twofold question. The first one was the following. It's what we call Zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. He knows it's Shabbos, but he's a shogig regarding these malachos. He doesn't know that they're prohibited. So he doesn't know that you're not allowed to prune and you're not allowed to water the plants. He was unaware. He knows it's Shabbos, but he's not aware that this is a malacha. Let's say he doesn't know you're not allowed to plant at all. He didn't realize that's a malacha. So here, if someone who is, it's Shabbos, he knows it's Shabbos, and he's doing one malacha on many Shabbosos, behelem echad, and he's doing one, this is twofold question. Question number one, he's doing one malacha, and he does this on many Shabbosos. So let's split the question. Let's take a different malacha to simplify matters. You have a person who doesn't know that cooking is a malacha. Okay, so what happens? He cooks this Shabbos, he cooks the next Shabbos, he cooks the following Shabbos. Three Shabbosos in a row he cooks, and during that time he was unaware, because was not. And then finally someone told him, by the way, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos, just didn't know cooking was a malacha. So this is just one malacha, one plain malacha. And he does this on multiple Shabbosos without finding out in between. Is he chayav for each and every Shabbos? Because the Shabbosos are like gufim mechulakim, like separate bodies. Each Shabbos separates into a separate avera. Or do we say no? It was all one state of unawareness. It was all one malacha anyway, cooking. He was aware that it was Shabbos, just didn't know this was also. So he's chayv one karmel chatos, even though he did this on multiple Shabbos. That's question A. That's one question that Rabbi Akiva is asking Rabbi Eliezer. The second, sounds like he's asking all one question. It's really these two. That's number one. And then we go to the pruning and the watering question. Question number two is, not on many Shabbosos. Simply, a person does several tolados, several subcategories of the same av. He does pruning, he does watering, which are all under Zoreah. What's the halacha there? Is he chayav one chatas for all of them, since it's really the same malacha? or is it chayim for each and every toldah? So that was Rabbi Akiva's question. So Amali, so Rabbi Akiva says, when I asked this to Rabbi Eliezer, you know what he says? So when again, mahu. Ha'osa malachos harbe. Let's read the question again. Shaltes Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'osa malachos harbe. B'shabasos harbe. Me'ein malacha acha. So we have to split that statement. He does malachos harbe on harbe b'shabasos harbe. Now the shabasos harbe is actually referring to the same malacha, that cooking, and he did on multiple shabbosos. But also me'ein malacha achas. He did one or he did several tolados of the same malacha. He's in one state of unawareness. Mahu chayav achas al kulon o achas al kol achas va'achas. One carbon, or for each and every one, each and every Shabbos, and each and every total, let's say. So Amali, so he responds, you know what Rabbi Yisrael said to me? Chayav kol achas va'achas. And according to the Gemara, the Rabbi Eliezer answered both of his questions that he has to be machmir. That if number one, you do one malacha on many Shabbosos, where it's Zadon Shabbos and Shigigas malachos, you know it's Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos each and every week, but you didn't know this particular malacha is Zasser, you chayv a separate carbon for each and every Shabbos. And number two, if you did multiple tolados, subcategories of the same av malacha in one state of unawareness, you chayv a carbon chatas for each and every one, even on the same Shabbos, as if you did many avos malachos. And he says, Mikal v'chomer, says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, and I'll tell you how I know this. It's a kal v'chomer from the Isra of Nida, as we know. Uma im hanida she'ein ba totsa'os harbe v'chata'os harbe. When it comes to the case of Nida, how many averos are there? You have 39 different categories where you bring different chatos for each type of avera? No. There's one Isra Bia with a Nida. That's what the Torah says. Yet chayav kol achas va'achas, a man who had relations with his wives who are nidos, and once in one state of unawareness. What's the halachi is chayav a carbon chatos for each and every one, because they goofim mechulakim. So Shabbos sheyesh ba totzos harbe v'chatos harbe. Shabbos, which has many malachos that bring you to bring several multiple chatos for each potential malacha. Ain't no din sheyehe chayav a kol achas v'achas. Is it not a kal v'chomer should be chayav for each and every Shabbos? Now the truth is, and the Gemara explains, that although Rabbi Eliezer was responding to both questions, it sounds like he really only answered one of the questions. The fact that we view nidos as, well, as separate bodies, and we want to learn from there, even though it's one avera, so Shabbos certainly is going to separate into gufim mechulakim as well. He really only answered the question about cooking on multiple Shabbos as the chayav carbon chatos for each and every one. He didn't answer the question about doing several subcategories, pruning and watering, that you're going to be chayav carbon chatos for each and every one. Nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer responded that that's logical, although it's not learned from the halacha of Nida, that is a logical conclusion as well. There's a separate chatos for each and every one. So Amar Tilo says, Rabbi Akiva, you know what I said, Rabbi Eliezer, lo? I don't think it's a kal v'chomer at all. Im amarta b'nida, if that's true, the fact that you said that applies to nida, we know that you chayv a carbon for each and every body, each and every nida. That, you know why? Sheyesh b'shtei azharos. Because there are actually two negative commandments. Shehu muzer al hanida, v'hanida muzheres alav. We mentioned this a little bit when it came to the animals before. When it comes to Nida, there are two negative commandments. What mean two negative commandments? He can't live with Anida, and Anida can't live with him. So that's very different than Shabbos. Tomar b'Shabbos, Shein ba'el azhar achas. Shabbos is only one azhara. Shabbos is only Shabbos, not chai, if anything. You're chai for doing malacha. So the fact that you separate Shabbos to many gufim, many bodies, so to speak, that I should be chai, a separate carbon chatos, why? I understand maybe that applies to the Nida, because she herself is chayiv as well. So Amar Li, so you know Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva, Habalaktanos Yochiach. Let's say a man has relations with Nidos who are Ktanos, who are under Bat Mitzvah, that should prove that we have a Kal V'chomer. Shein Bahen El Azhar Achas, There, there's only one negative commandment, so to speak. Why? Because the Tanos are not chayavos on that bia, because they're under bat mitzvah. There's only a chiyuv on the man. So then Shabbos has this kavachomer. And yet, v'chay v'chol achas v'achas, he's chay for having relations with the nida for each and every one, even though there's only one azhara, one warning, and one negative commandment on him. So the same thing should be when it comes to Shabbos. It should be true when it comes to Shabbos. Each and every Shabbos is separate. Amarti lo, lo. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. The fact that he has been with ketanos or nidos, that's not a proof. You know why? Because im amarto bevala ketanos, sha'afa pishen bahen achshav, yesh bahen lachar zman. When they get older, they'll be separate. They'll have a chiyuv of nida. Tarbe b'Shabbos shein b'lo achshav lo alachas man. Shabbos doesn't get old. Shabbos doesn't, when it gets older, have a chiyuv upon it. So therefore, you can't learn from the halacha of nida. Amar li, so Rabbi Yezer said back to me, says Rabbi Akiva, habala mehema yochiyacha. I'll bring another kavachomer. A person who has a violation of bestiality. So that's a good proof. Behemos aren't warned on anything, and yet he's chai for each and every behema. Amarti lo, ha behema kishabas. You're right. I have the same question when it comes to the animal. I wonder that you should you really be chai for a separate chatas for each and every behema? I don't think so. In one helem achas. And therefore, I don't accept your argument. The same question I have by Shabbos, I have when it comes to behema.